سننے جے ایکسپریشن آف اوور سول وچ از ڈیفیوز ان دی ورلڈ آل اراؤنڈ اینڈ سو مچ ڈیفیوز دیٹ وی آر ریسیونگ امپریشنز آل تھرو ڈے اینڈ نائٹ اینڈ دوز امپریشنز ریسیوڈ آر جسٹ اوور فلوئنگ ان دی سب کانشیس ریزروائر آف اوور مائنڈ. We have to stop those impressions which are coming out, coming from the outside. So for that purpose we have to withdraw the attention. As I told you, as the rays of the sun and sun are no two different things. One is the expression of the sun, you see, rays. If rays are withdrawn, stop from going outside, naturally outward thoughts won't come in. So feet of the soul in the body is back the eyes. Those rays of attention, you might say, are diffused into the body and through the outgoing faculties to all the world around. First we have to withdraw our attention from outside. We have to enter the laboratory of the man body. Because you reside in the body, and also God, who is the controlling power of us in the body and all universe, also resides in our body. So first of all, we have to just not to think of the world outside. Don't pay any attention to any outside things for a while. When you enter this man body, you have to close the doors through which impressions come again, our attention is drawn outside. So first withdraw your attention from outside, second the sources are the means through which again our attention is drawn outside, those are to be closed. So those are the eyes mainly. And then comes ears and other senses. So first, don't think of the world outside for a while. Close your eyes so that further impressions may not be received from outside. And attention may not be drawn outside by outward happenings. When you close your eyes, don't think the world outside. You enter this laboratory of the man body, because body is the true temple of God. You feel little rest as a man coming from the burning rays of the sun enters any house. Well, he feels a bit rest. But still we have to come up to the seat of the soul in the body. You might have seen some man dying. What happens? Life is withdrawn from the feet upward, comes to the back of the eyes. Eyes are upturned, you see, then the drops in comes. So the seat of the soul is back the eyes. You have to come up here. Here all senses are ended, you see. Lower senses are here, and here you come above it. This is what you have to do at the time of death. Master says, learn to die so that you may begin to live. Saint Plutarch tells us, the soul that when it enters into the beyond has the same experience as when the soul leaves the body at the time of death. This is what is meant by death. Yes? If you withdraw your soul above it, then how to do it? Just concentrate your whole attention there. Don't pay off any attention outside. Don't pay any attention what is going on in the body. Just when you close your eyes, you see darkness in front of you. Something there is which is that darkness other than these eyes of flesh or bones. That is the inner eye, or the single eye, or as it is called, third eye, or the latent eye. So with the inner eye, you have to fix your gaze of full attention into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, here. Intently, minutely penetrating the full, with full attention. And continuously without a break, without any tension on your eyes or forehead. If you just withdraw at the back of the two eyes, there will be tension, you see. To avoid that, just look into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, that will adjust of itself without your any effort on your part. So with the inner eye, look into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you, intently, minutely, penetratingly into it, and constantly without a break. You are not to visualize anything like that, not to premeditate anything. Simply look minutely what is in there. Sweetly, constantly, with all devotion, with all attention. Along with it, have the sweet remembrance of God mentally. Not with the tongue, gullet or the heart, at intervals. So that the inner gaze is not disturbed. If you continue, don't think of the world outside for a while, don't think what is going on in the body. Even now it is going on, you don't know what is going on in the body. Circulation of blood is going on, well, breathing is going on, so many things, but we are not aware of that. Let it go on as it is, and don't think of going up to, that is not your job. Leave it to the God's power working within you. Look continuously without a break with the inner eye into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you. Constantly without a break. They have the sweet memories of God mentally at intervals. If you continue looking like that for 10-15 minutes, outgoing faculties will be inverted. You will find light there. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. This is what read means. You have to still, sit still, physically and intellectually. When you rise above, you see light there. If you find any light, just look into the middle of it. That will grow bright and burst. If any light goes away, you continue looking. That will stay. The further way will be up, as explained at the time of initiation. You might see sky, that you might find stars, and big stars will be further way up, and some might see the form of the Master too. That manifests of itself, that God power manifests in that human pole, in that form, at whole pole is working. You are not to visualize in mind that, not to premeditate it. Well, sit down please and see what you find. Sit in any pose in which you can sit longer. Once you adopt any pose, don't change please. Close your eyes. But in that there should be no tension in the body. Sit quite relaxed, but straight. Close your eyes, don't think of the world outside for a while. Don't pay any attention to what is going on in the body. Also don't think of going up too. That is not your job. Leave it to the God power working overhead. With the inner eye, look into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you. Intently, minutely, penetratingly, and constantly without a break, with no thought of flesh or bones of the eyes or forehead. Along with it, have the sweet remembrance of God continuously without a break, at intervals, so that your inner gaze is not disturbed. And continue sitting until you are asked to leave. don't change, please.